Sport from the BBC with me, Jitesh Palmer. Chelsea put their off-the-field problems behind them as they convincingly beat Norwich City.
Cross over the head of both Torres and Ivanovic. Back to Ivanovic! And Ivanovic powers the ball past Ruddy. And Chelsea hit four. And they will stay, setting the pace at the top of the table.
Elsewhere, there were wins for Manchester City and Arsenal. And in Germany, Bayern Munich make it 7 wins out of 7. So let's start with the English Premier League, where Chelsea remain at the top of the table after they came from a goal down to beat Norwich City by 4-1. You'll hear news on that in a moment, but first, a classified check on the results in England and Scotland. Here's the BBC's James Alexander Gordon.
Barclays Premier League. Chelsea 4, Norwich City 1. Manchester City 3, Sunderland 0. Swansea City 2, Reading 2. West Bromwich Albion 3, Queen's Park Rangers 2. West Ham United 1, Arsenal 3. Wigan Athletic 2, Everton 2. Clydesdale Bank Scottish Premier League. Hibernian 3, Dundee 0. Kilmarnock 1, Aberdeen 3. Motherwell against Dundee United postponed because of a power failure. St Johnstone 2, St Mirren 1.
So, Chelsea are now 4 points clear at the top of the English Premier League after an emphatic 4-1 home victory against Norwich City, who are still searching for their first win in the league. Fernando Torres, Frank Lampard, Eden Hazard and Branislav Ivanovic were all on the score sheet. And as the Chelsea manager Roberto Di Matteo explained to the BBC Simon Brotherton, his side were fully focused on the game despite events over the last couple of days in which his defender Ashley Cole was criticised for lambasting the English Football Association on the social networking site Twitter.
We see today they don't get really distracted too much from it, and in the team meeting, we had to focus just about the game and everything else. Then we will see what happens afterwards.
When you were deciding on your starting 11, did you have to sit and think a little bit more about whether you would play John Terry and Ashley Cole today? Whether they might be distracted?
I always think a lot about my team selection and the way they the way they behaved during this week and. The way they played or trained gave me the reasons to start them from the start.
Given the way the match panned out, it's easy to forget that actually you were behind very early.
They scored a very good goal, Norwich, and I think for us it was very important that we equalised so quickly. I think that took a lot of pressure off us, and from there on I think it was just was a lot of Chelsea.
The champions Manchester City cruised to a 3-0 victory at home to Sunderland in Saturday's early kick-off. Alexander Kolarov's free kick gave City an early lead, while substitute Sergio Aguero made it 2-0, and James Milner added a third to the delight of their manager Roberto Mancini.
Every game is difficult in this moment. Maybe we did some mistake, but today, maybe because of clean sheet, because we scored 3 goals, because for our performance in general, I think that was really good. And I'm happy with all players today. Also, they didn't play Wednesday, but I think that you can beat Sunderland, because Sunderland is a tough squad against us, and you can beat them all if you play a good game.
In Saturday's late game, Arsenal, who are fifth in the table, came from behind to win 3-1 at West Ham United. The home side took the lead, only for Arsenal's Olivier Giroud to equalise before the break. Theo Walcott then came off the bench to make it 2-1, with Santi Cazorla added a third. And according to the Arsenal manager, Arsene Wenger, he was always confident his side would come out on top.
I felt we could go and win the game. I felt as well that we could concede a goal, you know. We had chances as well. West Ham, overall, I felt it was a pacey game with two good teams, so went for it. We have shown character and quality today because being 1-0 down here and winning the game is not easy. And we did that in a convincing way overall, I feel. We had a great game.
Coming from behind, I thought... in particular, Santi Cazorla, and throughout the whole game, but especially the second half, and Theo Walcott, when you brought him on, were key players for you?
They were key players, yes. What is good, the moment in the squad, everybody is so much focused to do well, that anybody who comes on is, of course, quality, but as well, straight away is in the game, and Theo Walcott has shown that tonight.
Meanwhile, the West Ham United striker Ricardo Vaste could miss up to 12 weeks after suffering a dislocated shoulder during Saturday's defeat against Arsenal. Elsewhere on Saturday, the Congolese midfielder Youssef Malumbu scored the winner for West Brom. As their good start to the season continued, they beat the league's bottom side, Queen's Park Rangers, by 3-2. Swansea City came from 2 goals down to deny Reading their first win of the season. It ended 2-2 at the Liberty Stadium, while it was the same scoreline between Everton and Wigan Athletic. Leighton Baines scored a late penalty. Everton are third in the table. The action continues on Sunday, where Manchester United travel to Newcastle United. That's our commentary game on Sports World on the BBC World Service. Join Caroline Barker from 15 hours GMT. Liverpool are also playing. They entertain Stoke City, Fulham face Southampton, and Tottenham take on Aston Villa. We'll also look ahead to not just one, but two derbies across Europe. Barcelona are at home to Real Madrid in Spain, while it's the Milan derby in Italy. And staying in Europe, in the German Bundesliga, Bayern Munich have equaled their best start to a campaign with a 7th straight victory. They beat Hoffenheim 2-0 on Saturday and lead the table by 5 points. Torfik Khalil is a football reporter for Germany's ARD national radio station, and he told the BBC Sports World programme on Saturday that the players, including Bastian Schweinsteiger, knew the win was crucial after their surprising Champions League defeat in midweek.
Bastian Schweinsteiger said that this game today was very important after the game on Tuesday, but this game today was very hard. You could see it because Bayern Munich was quite tired. They looked really tired, exhausted. They came home on Wednesday. They had a long night in Borisov or in Minsk. So I think they were very happy to win the game today. Hoffenheim was not good. They did not tried to shoot on Bayern Munich's goal for one time. It was an easy win, but, 2-0 was 7 straight victories. That's fantastic, but there's a very bad statistic that says whenever a team in Germany had 7 straight victories at the beginning of a season, Borussia Dortmund became the champion.
In the Spanish La Liga, Real Betis won 2-0 against Real Sociedad. There were also wins for Rayo Vallecano and Getafe, while Real Valladolid drew 1-1 at home to Espanyol. In Italy, Chievo beat high-flying Sampdoria by 2-1, while it was 1-1 in the game between Genoa and Palermo. In the first leg of the Africa Champions League semi-finals, it was a thrilling game in Nigeria, where Sunshine Stars came from 2-0 down to draw 3-3 with the Egyptian side Al Ahly. Now, the final of the Cricket World 2020 takes place on Sunday. The host nation, Sri Lanka, are up against West Indies. Looking ahead to what should be an intriguing game, here's the BBC's Charles Haviland.
2020 cricket, while not favoured by the purists, has continued to win new audiences for the game, and the two sides battling it out in this final are both island teams known for their flair. West Indies, with their explosive hitter Chris Gayle, completely outplayed Australia in Friday's semi-final. Sri Lanka no longer have their most famous bowler, the retired Muralitharan, but they're still renowned as having bowlers and batsmen of unorthodox actions.
And we'll bring you all the details of that World 2020 final during Sunday's Sports World programme on the BBC World Service from 15 hours GMT. So before we go, our top story, Chelsea remain top of the English Premier League after a comfortable 4-1 win against Norwich City. The latest world sport from the BBC.